The Spooks by Sylvia Holloway and read by Mariana Ruiz Nascimento will take us to the start of a harrowing adventure. Let's hope nothing stops us before we get on our way.
I woke up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, my heart pounding. The remains of a terrifying nightmare lingered, the image vivid and unsettling. I reached for the water bottle on my nightstand, my hands trembling as I brought it to my lips. The cool liquid did little to ease the lingering dread that clung to me like a suffocating shroud. As I lay back down, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. I glanced at the mirror opposite my bed, and for a split second, I thought I saw a shadowy figure standing behind me. I blinked, and it was gone, but the hair on the back of my neck stood on end. The next morning, I woke to the sound of birds chirping and the rustling of leaves outside. I sat up, bewildered, only to realize that I was not in my bedroom. Instead, I found myself in the middle of a dense forest with no recollection of how I had ended up there. Panic set in as I struggled to piece together the events of the previous night, but my memories were nothing but a hazy blur. As I stood up and surveyed my surroundings, a sense of unease washed over me. I was alone, with no idea of how I had gotten there or what lay ahead. The distant sound of rustling leaves and an eerie silence sent a chill down my spine. And I knew that I was about to embark on a journey filled with inexplicable mysteries and unforeseen dangers. As I walked through the dense forest, an eerie feeling crept over me. Suddenly, I felt a strange sensation around my legs, as if something was coiling around them and tugging me downward. Looking down, I saw sinewy root veins entwined around my ankle, exerting a relentless force. I struggled to free my legs from their grasp, but the roots seemed to have a will of their own, inexorably dragging me into the earth. As I desperately reached out, the encroaching darkness enveloped me, and the world faded into impenetrable blackness.